This audio is brought to you by Muslim Central. Please consider donating to help cover our running costs and future projects by visiting www.muslimcentral.com/donate.
أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. All praise and thanks are due to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Salutations and peace be upon our beloved Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Respected ulama, hufath, mothers, fathers, brothers and sisters, I greet you with a universal greeting of peace. Assalamu alaykum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. On behalf of Islamia College, Majid al-Furqan and the extended family, we'd like to wish each and everyone Jumu'ah Mubarak. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala grant us all a blessed week ahead, inshallah. Amen. Today, it serves me great pleasure to stand here and introduce our honorable guest speaker for today, who is the CEO of Islamia College and whom I'm sure needs no further introduction. So without further ado, I present to you Sheikh Sadullah Khan.
بسم الله الحمد لله رب العالمين والصلاة والسلام على أشرف الأنبياء والمرسلين سيدنا ونبينا ومولانا محمد وعلى آله الطاهرين وعلى أصحابه المنتجبين وعلى جميع الأنبياء والمرسلين. قال الله تعالى في القرآن الكريم بعد أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم فأين تذهبون إن هو إلا ذكر للعالمين لمن شاء منكم أن يستقيم صدق الله العلي العظيم. In the name of Allah, most gracious, most merciful, all praise is due to our Creator, our Cherisher, our Nourisher and our Sustainer. We bear witness there is none worthy of worship but Allah. We bear witness we believe in all the prophets who came throughout history. And we bear witness that Prophet Muhammad ibn Abdullah, Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa alihi wa sallam, is the final of all the emissaries of Allah. Especially the ulama and huffaz, educators and learners, elders, brothers and sisters, especially the mothers and youth, I greet you with an Islamic universal greeting of peace. May the peace, the mercy, and the blessings of Allah be upon each and everyone present here at this auspicious hour of Jumu'ah. Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi ta'ala wa barakatuh. Another year has started in our lives according to the Islamic lunar calendar. As we are now in the first days of the month of Muharram, just as we are in the first days of the new academic term for the schools as well as colleges. And we realize that time revolves, morning, evening, days and nights, as Allah says in Surah Yunus, هُوَ الَّذِي جَعَلَ الشَّمْسَ ضِيَاءً وَالْقَمَرَ نُورًا وَقَدَّرَهُ مَنَازِلَ لِتَعْلَمُوا عَدَدَ السِّنِينَ وَالْحِسَابِ مَا خَلَقَ اللَّهُ ذَلِكَ إِلَّا بِالْحَقِّ يُفَصِّلُ الْآيَاتِ لِقَوْمٍ يَعْلَمُونَ. It's Allah who has made the sun a shining bright star and the moon reflecting light, and ordained for these phases that you might know the computation of years and the reckoning of time. Allah created all of this as a manifestation of reality. He makes signs manifest and apparent for people who have knowledge and understanding. We know that time is cyclical. Morning, evening, then morning again. Day, night, then morning again, another day. Term starts, term ends, another term resumes. Seasons come and seasons go. Then another season resumes, year in and year out. Then another year begins. So time does revolve. But do we evolve ourselves to a betterment in the process as time goes by? And as we know in the Quran, The surah that the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa alayhi wa sallam used to recite, and the Sahaba used to recite among themselves upon the ending of their meeting, wal asri innal insana lafi khusr illa alladhina amanu wa amilu salihat wa tawasaw bil haqqi wa tawasaw bis sabr. By the token of time, by the passage of time, human beings are increasingly in a state of loss, except those who truly have faith and those who manifest that faith in good, positive and beneficial action. Those who themselves stand by the truth and facilitate the promotion and the manifestation of truth, and those who themselves are patient and facilitate patience for others. So time revolves, but do we evolve to a betterment in the process? By these beginnings and these endings, we reflect, and we are supposed to learn the lessons from the marching of time. Because a time will come in our existence when the seasons and the years may come and go, but before the next season or the next year comes, we may be gone and we do not know what time that will be. Allah reminds us about this, about our development from the womb eventually to our old age. وَنُقِرُّ فِي الْأَرْحَامِ مَا نَشَاءُ إِلَىٰ أَجْلٍ مُسَمَّى ثُمَّ نُخْرِجُكُمْ طِفْلًا ثُمَّ لِتَبْلُغُوا أَشُدَّكُمْ وَمِنْكُمْ مَنْ يُتَوَفَّى وَمِنْكُمْ مَنْ يُرَدُّ إِلَىٰ أَرْضِ الْعُمُرِ لِكَيْ لَا يَعْلَمَ مِنْ بَعْدِ عِلْمٍ شَيْئًا. We appoint a certain time for you for being in the womb of your mother. And then we bring you forth from the womb in the shape of an infant, so that you may live, develop and grow into maturity. Some people die in the process, even before birth, during birth, or in the youth, or as they grow up. Others reach old age, and eventually in their old age, they may once again become weakened, impotent, even to the extent of losing some of the faculties of hearing, of sight, of memory, and of understanding. So as we enter 1445 of the Muslim New Year, we say farewell to the previous year. And between the farewell of last year and the welcoming of the new year, there's much for us to reflect upon. Whether we are parents, whether we are educators, whether we are students, each passing day is a day gone forever. And each coming day is a potential hope for attaining our life aspirations. The poet says in Urdu, Subuh hoti hai, sham hoti hai, umr yuhi tamam hoti hai. He said, morning comes and then comes the evening, and through the cycle of morning and evenings, our lives eventually becomes depleted. Our lives go by. Too often we miss the opportunities that time affords us. That's why the Rasul in the hadith, Hadith Qudsi, la tasubbu ad-dahr, don't abuse time. Allah has condemned the abusing of time. Until it's too late, sometimes we miss the opportunities that times afford us. Until it's too late, someone is passed on and then we remember how good they were. A mother or a father, we never said thank you, and then they pass away, then we remember what they've done for us. A teacher or an educator or a sheikh may have helped us in life and guided us, we never bother to appreciate it. And upon the deathbed, or they now in the Sakaratul Maut, and now we want to remember all the great things, but never in our life we took a chance, the time to say thank you or to appreciate. But that applies to many things in our lives. You see, very often we miss the opportunities that time affords us, until sometimes it's too late and there is no time left. It could be in our studies, where we delay what needs to be done until exams come, and then it may be too late to prepare. For those who are doing matric, for example, taking it relaxing now is July, August, September, October. Inshallah, November we'll write exams. That is true. But if you leave our task or work or caring for a loved one or showing affection to a special one until it's too late, it becomes a problem. For example, the matriculant. Preparing for your matric exam, when you delay simple things, it eventually becomes difficult because time constraints. And when you delay difficult things, it becomes impossible. Not because the task is impossible, but the time is not available. Studying the night before exam, it's a limited time. It's not that the work is difficult, it's the time is not left. Many people, they lose out because of the unappreciation or acknowledgement of the value of the time we have at our disposal. So, here we are, Muslims, in the first month of the Islamic Hijri calendar. And of course, the Hijri calendar dates back to the Hijrah, or the migration of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam and many of his family and followers to Yathrib, which later became Medina, 1445 years ago. Leaving the old residence of Makkah for a new domicile in Medina. You see, moving on in life. And the new calendar year being ushered in this week is a good time to analyze our path of moving on, to reflect and make personal resolutions. Where am I? Where could I be? Where should I aim to be? Where am I in relation to myself, in relation to my Creator, in relation to my near and dear ones? Where am I in relation to the world, to the environment? So as we prepare to engage the coming year, the pertinent question for each one of us, in an uncertain world, at a troubled time in our history, how could my today positively impact on my tomorrows? That's why the verse we often read, Ittaqullah waltanzur nafsum ma qaddamat lighad. Be conscious of Allah and carefully consider what you're sending forth for the future, what you're sending forth for the morrow. And therefore, we need to realize that though life is a challenge and a test, but أَوَلَا يَرَوْنَ أَنَّهُمْ يُفْتَنُونَ فِي كُلِّ عَامٍ مَرَّةً أَوْ مَرَّتَيْنَ ثُمَّ لَا يَتُوبُونَ وَلَا هُمْ يَذَّكَرُونَ. Are people not aware that they are being tested year in and year out? And yet, they do not repent or turn away from their errors, nor do they reflect on the lessons from the past. So knowing the potential of the human being, as أَحْسَنِ تَقْوِيم, as Allah is deemed as the best of creation, the Creator commands us, يَأْمُرُ بِالْعَدْلِ وَالْإِحْسَانِ. Every khutbah he hears us, إِنَّ اللَّهَ يَأْمُرُ بِالْعَدْلِ وَالْإِحْسَانِ. Allah commands justice and Allah commands excellence. And wise ones have reminded us that the quality of a person's life is in direct proportion to his or her commitment to excellence. So in an increasingly competitive world, constantly build on the good and always aim for ihsan, for excellence and goodness. Aim, constantly build on the good, and always aim for excellence, whatever it is, whether in business, whether in study, whether in sport, whether in the art you are doing, whatever task you're carrying out, a job you are doing, the contract you are signing, in your dealing, in your relationship with people, in your prayer, in how you engage the poor or the needy, in every one of those, إِنَّ اللَّهَ كَتَبَ الْإِحْسَانَ عَلَى كُلِّ شَيْءٍ. Allah has prescribed that kind of excellence and goodness in everything that you do, in everything you do. That's a mark of a believer. Ihsan and itqan, goodness and excellence. Excellence in execution, goodness in intention, and in the ability and the way we handle things. But remember that goodness and excellence in our faith, in our deeds, in our behavior, in our studies, in our work, in our profession, it increases both our utility and our relevance in this world. The more you are of value, the more you excel, the more you reflect goodness, you are more useful to the world around you. And that increases your utility, but also your relevance to the world, as well as your worth in this world and in the hereafter. At the same time, it's very important as we finish one term into the next term, as we finish one year into the next year, have the capacity and the ability and the moral strength to evaluate perhaps our shortcomings. What could have been done better and what should we do differently? إِذَا أَرَادَ اللَّهُ بِعَبْدٍ خَيْرًا بَصَّرَهُ عُيُوبَهُ. If Allah wishes well for a person, He grants that person the capacity to see their own shortcomings. So what do you do with it? It's no use seeing. Some people don't see their shortcomings. Then there are those who see the shortcomings and do nothing about it. That's worse. Those who don't see it, don't see it. But those who see it and do nothing, they are worse. So do we see and realize where we fall short? And let it begin with relationships at home, with our family and our friends and our loved ones. We can't. We keep on wanting to change the world and make everybody Islamic, being Islamic in yourself. You want to make justice and goodness everywhere, feed your family. You want to raise money to help the poor in Palestine, by all means do so. Do you have a brother or sister out of job? Do you have a neighbor who's in need? That's your responsibility. It's our responsibility. Allah will ask you. If a neighbor goes hungry, Allah will ask the neighbor, didn't you have a Muslim who was on your side? And Allah will ask you. There was one sheikh. He called his student and he asked his student, who was also becoming an alim, he asked him, you have a neighbor who's going hungry for 3 days, and then they've come to ask for food, and people came and I inquired. So he said to him, you know, I want to maybe expel you from the madrasa. How did you not help your neighbor? He said, Sheikh, I did not know. He said, now I want to ban you completely. How come you didn't even know about it? What kind of neighbor are you that you're not aware that your neighbor is going hungry? Not helping is one thing, not even being aware. And some people are neither aware, and even if they are aware, they don't care. That's not the way a Muslim is. Irrespective of the neighbor, being Muslim or non-Muslim does not matter. We are agents of change, agents of goodness, and Allah will test. And He'll ask those who go hungry, those who are in need, those who are destitute. He will ask, where were the Muslims then? Because Allah acts through us. Remember the hadith, Qudsi? Where Allah will say on the day of Qiyamah, I was hungry and you didn't feed me. And we'll say, oh Allah, you are self-sufficient. You are ghaniyun hamid. He said, don't you know someone was hungry and starving? Had you fed him and helped him, you would have found me with him. So wise ones have said that experience is not what happens to a person. It is what a person does with what happens around him and to him or to her. Remember, however, experience only teaches the teachable. There are some people who refuse to learn. You can take a horse to the water, you cannot make it drink. So remember, however, experience teaches only the teachable and only those who want to learn. If we fail to learn from experience, whether it be in our homework, whether it be in our studies, whether it be in our teaching, we set ourselves on the path to failure, even for teachers. If you find something doesn't work with your students, try something different. Find a better way of doing it. If something may work for some students, may not work for others. Your job is to unlock that, because you are the key. If we fail to learn from experience, we set ourselves on the path to failure. The question is, are we willing to learn or are we preparing to fail? A believer always learns. And if you see something doesn't work, you don't do it. La yuldaghul mu'minu min juhrin wahidin marratayn. A believer is never bitten from the same hole twice. Once you make a mistake, you learn from it. Next time, you don't make that mistake. You learn from it already. And this prophetic tradition intimates that a believer should not make the same mistake repeatedly, but also to learn from past experience. Do you remember the experience you had the last time? Don't repeat it. It's only when you strive for excellence, and I want to remind specifically our learners, not perfection, only Allah is perfect. When we strive for excellence, then we will do simple things expertly and acquire the skills to do difficult things easily. Some people are so stuck with their mistakes that they may have made, whether it be in their learning, whether it be in their behavior, whether it be in their attitude towards work, whether it be in the relationships with others. They're so stuck with the negativity of the past, it prevents them from any positivity of the future. Among the most endearing things, for example, in the eyes of Allah, is tawbah. And this is very empowering, not for the tawbah's sake itself, of course, which is a tremendous thing. Allah says, Inna Allah yuhibbu at-tawwabin wa yuhibbu al-mutatahirin. Allah loves those who purify themselves and those who turn to Him in repentance. And repentance comes after making a wrong, after making a mistake. If the Almighty, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, can keep the doors open even for the sinner. Why are we closing the doors on ourselves from our own errors? But the way to do it is to move on, to learn from it and move on. See, Tawbah, they say, ulama have said, Hiya amaliyya tahwil al-haya. It's a life transformational process. Tahwil al-haya is a transformational process. It's a forward-looking progression. It's a forward-looking progression. It's not to be stuck with the sin, but to make tawbah and move on. So be forward-looking. Do not drive on the road looking into the rear-view mirror all the time. Look forward through the windshield and pay attention to the direction in which you are heading. Mistakes make us confront our limitations. Of course, we are human. Kullu ibn Adam khata'un. We all make mistakes. It makes us face our shortcomings, but it could also motivate us to use our strengths to overcome our weaknesses. Taking stock of ourselves and charting the best way forward, whether it be the new term or the new year, is transformational and always a positive step and always in the right direction. If we change what we are doing, then change for the better. If we are continuing to do what we are doing, then find a better way of doing it. Perhaps a more efficient, a more effective way of doing something. Be brave enough to change if change is required. Change the methodology or correct the course of action. At the Battle of the Confederates, the Battle of Ahzab, Khandaq, 627 of the Christian era, the opposition far outnumbered the Muslims. And since the Muslims were going to be surrounded, Salman al-Farisi, who was not an Arab, one of the companions of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, suggested an idea the Arabs never had, a novel idea, an innovative idea. He said, why don't we build a trench? In Persia, we build a trench if the enemy is too big, so it keeps them out, they can't. And they dug a trench. The idea was different from the norm of the Arabs, but it was innovative and more effective than what the Arabs did traditionally. So whether it be your teaching, whether it be your work, whatever it may be, if something better comes or you find a better way of doing it, please do so. That's your Islamic responsibility. The idea of digging the trench was completely innovative, completely foreign to the Arabs. But it was innovative, it was more effective. It was practical and it worked. That is important. You see, people who normally make good judgments are usually people who think sensibly, who analyze critically, who listen carefully, who prepare strategically, who plan practically, and who act efficiently. So think carefully. Learn from the past, but do not be stuck there. Be forward thinking, as you said, plan appropriately, act timelessly. Some people do the right thing, but at the wrong time, it's too late. Start studying the night before exam, it's too late. You're doing the right thing, but not at the right time. Live within your means, try not to enslave yourself because debt enslaves you. And have always be conscious of reality. And do the best you can with what you have from where you are. Begin by valuing the time that we have at our disposal, because time is opportunity. Sheikh Ibn Ata'ullah al-Iskandari in his Hikam, his aphorisms or wise sayings, he said, مَا فَاتَ مِنْ عُمْرِكَ لَا عَوَضَ لَهُ وَمَا حَصَلَ لَكَ مِنْهُ لَا قِيمَةَ لَهُ. He said in his Hikam, the time that has gone by is irreplaceable. The time that has gone by is irreplaceable. And the time that has arrived, that the moment that you have, is priceless. The moment that you have is priceless. You see, part of human maturity, and this is important, part of human maturity is the ability to reflect upon what we have learned from the past in order to prepare for a more fruitful and more productive future. Let's take from the universal guidance of Allah to step into the worthy and positive direction of righteousness and rightfulness. And let's ponder. فَأَيْنَ تَذْهَبُونَ إِنْ هُوَ إِلَّا ذِكْرُ لِلْعَالَمِينَ لِمَنْ شَاءَ مِنْكُمْ أَنْ يَسْتَقِيمَ. Where are you heading? So the context of this verse was referring to people who were idol worshippers and those who were inclined towards wrongful belief. But the question is still a perennial question. Fa'ina talabun, where are you going to? Which direction are you heading? In huwa illa dhikru lil alamin. The guidance coming from the Rasul and the guidance that we adhere to is a divine guidance, a reminder for all of universe. Dhikru lil alamin. Liman sha'a minkum ay yastaqim. For those who really want to walk in the right way. You need to walk in the right way. Having the guidance is not good enough. If I give you the exam paper for tomorrow's exam, you're not going to pass. Even if I give you the paper, you must still know the content. Having the Quran in your hand is not sufficient. You must live by the Quran. Having it in the hand doesn't mean anything. It's good that you have it, alhamdulillah. It's barakah, it's good, but it's not taking you anywhere unless you walk with it. And therefore, as we enter this new year, let us make a collective resolution, inshallah, to manifest the goodness that can come from our sincerity and our commitment to excellence. And let us manifest the ihsan that emanates through us as a gift from the Almighty Allah. Allah says, "Wa ahsin kama ahsan Allah ilayk." Be good. Do good. Manifest goodness as Allah has been good to you. Wa ahsin kama ahsan Allah ilayk. Be good as Allah has been good to you. We ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala that our lives be filled with khair and barakah, with goodness and blessings. And may this coming year be a year that we commit ourselves to that ihsan, to that goodness and excellence of itqan. Excellence in our relationship with our Creator, with our family, with our friends, with our neighbors, in engaging in our work, with our staff, with our colleagues, whether it be in our studies, and consciousness of the environment and the world around us. أقول قولي هذا وأستغفر الله والسلام عليكم ورحمة الله.
جزاك الله. We say shukran to Sheikh Sadullah Khan for those beautiful and inspirational words. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala grant Sheikh Sadullah Khan many more years filled with happiness and strength so that he can continue to guide and inspire us all, inshallah. Amen. We are requested to make dua for Sadiq Dini, who is currently very ill in Victoria Hospital with a broken hip and a weak heart. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala grant brother Sadiq Dini and all those that are sick complete shifa and kamla. Amin ya Rabbil Alameen. It is also the 76th birthday of Khairunisa Sheikh. So we make dua that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala grant Khairunisa many more years filled with happiness and strength, and grant sister Khairunisa all that her heart desires and more. Amin ya Rabbil Alameen. Alhamdulillah, today Islamia College has the honor of officiating the Jumu'ah. The first adhan will be made by Abdul Hafiz Talib, and the second adhan will be made by Adam Oren. Shukran. Wassalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.
Inshallah, also we make dua for Dr. Hayat, Dr. Ghulam Dazdaki Hayat, who's also not too well, will be going a major procedure. We make dua that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala grant the procedure to be a success. Amin ya Rabbil Alameen. And also Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala grant him shifa and kamil and amin ya Rabbil Alameen. And from the masjid side and the school side, we wish each and everyone Muharram Mubarak, kulla am wa antum bi khair. Amin ya Rabbil Alameen. And also just a reminder for the brothers, inshallah, another request. This is the collection of the masjid are very weak. So we ask the brothers, inshallah, to donate towards the masjid, the upkeeping of the masjid, generously. Min fadlik. Jazakumullah khairan. We just ask the brothers to stand, min fadlik. See, quite a few people are standing outside. There are quite a few spaces on your left-hand side, inshallah. The school is occupying the right-hand side. So on the left-hand side, the corner there also, there's a lot of space. And we just ask the brothers to fill the gaps now already, inshallah, before the adhan goes, before we make our sunnah salah, so that we don't waste any time after the khutbah, inshallah. Jazakumullah khairan.
Allahu Akbar, Allahu Akbar, Allahu Akbar, Allahu Akbar.
السلام عليكم ورحمة الله وبركاته.
الله أكبر الله أكبر الله أكبر.
أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم الحمد لله الحمد لله حمدا كثيرا كما أمر وأشهد أن لا إله إلا الله وحده لا شريك له وأشهد أن سيدنا ونبينا ومولانا محمد عبده ورسوله يا أيها الذين آمنوا اتقوا الله وقولوا قولا سديدا يصلح لكم أعمالكم ويغفر لكم ذنوبكم ومن يطع الله ورسوله فقد فاز فوزا عظيما أما بعد فقد قال الله تعالى في القرآن المجيد والفرقان الحميد بعد أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم يا أيها الذين آمنوا اتقوا الله ولتنظر نفس ما قدمت لغد واتقوا الله إن الله خبير بما تعملون وقال الله تعالى فأين تذهبون إن هو إلا ذكر للعالمين لمن شاء منكم أن يستقيم وقال الله تعالى وأحسن كما أحسن الله إليك ولا تبغي الفساد في الأرض إن الله لا يحب المفسدين صدق الله العلي العظيم وقال النبي حبيبنا المصطفى صلوات الله وسلامه عليه وعلى أهل بيته وأصحابه لا يلدغ المؤمن من جحر واحد مرتين وقال صلى الله عليه وآله وسلم إن الله كتب الإحسان على كل شيء أو كما قال صدقت يا رسول الله أقول قولي هذا وأستغفر الله أستغفر الله العظيم لي ولكم ولسائر المسلمين والمسلمات فاستغفروه إنه هو الغفور الرحيم الحمد لله الحمد لله رب العالمين الرحمن الرحيم مالك يوم الدين إياك نعبد وإياك نستعين الحمد لله الذي لم يتخذ ولدا ولم يكن له شريك في الملك ولم يكن له ولي من الذل وكبره تكبيرا الله أكبر الحمد لله الحمد لله الذي هدانا لهذا وما كنا لنهتدي لولا أن هدانا الله نحمده ونستعينه ونستهديه ونعوذ بالله من شرور أنفسنا ومن سيئات أعمالنا من يهدي الله فلا مضل له ونشهد أن لا إله إلا الله وحده لا شريك له ونشهد أن سيدنا ونبينا ورسولنا وحبيبنا وشفيعنا وسيدنا وسندنا ومولانا محمد عبده ورسوله قال الله تعالى في شان حبيبي يا أيها النبي إنا أرسلناك شاهدا ومبشرا ونذيرا وداعيا إلى الله بإذنه وسراجا منيرا فقال الله تعالى مخبرا وآمرا قولا كريما إن الله وملائكته يصلون على النبي يا أيها الذين آمنوا صلوا عليه وسلموا تسليما. اللهم صل على سيدنا محمد وعلى آل محمد وأصحابه وبارك وسلم. اللهم اغفر لجميع المؤمنين والمؤمنات والمسلمين والمسلمات، ارفع لهم الدرجات وكفر عنهم السيئات برحمتك يا أرحم الراحمين. عباد الله رحمكم الله، إن الله يأمر بالعدل والإحسان، إن الله يأمر بالعدل والإحسان وإيتاء ذي القربى وينهى عن الفحشاء والمنكر والبغي يعظكم لعلكم تذكرون، ولذكر الله أكبر، والله يعلم ما تصنعون. أقم الصلاة. لا إله إلا الله محمد رسول الله استقيم حكم الله استوى واعتدلوا. الله أكبر. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. الحمد لله رب العالمين، الرحمن الرحيم، مالك يوم الدين، إياك نعبد وإياك نستعين، اهدنا الصراط المستقيم، صراط الذين أنعمت عليهم غير المغضوب عليهم ولا الضالين. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. أرأيت الذي يكذب بالدين، فذلك الذي يدعو اليتيم ولا يحض على طعام المسكين، فويل للمصلين الذين هم عن صلاتهم ساهون، الذين هم يراءون ويمنعون الماعون. الله أكبر. سمع الله لمن حمده. الله أكبر. الله أكبر. الله أكبر. الله أكبر. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. الحمد لله رب العالمين، الرحمن الرحيم، مالك يوم الدين، إياك نعبد وإياك نستعين، اهدنا الصراط المستقيم، صراط الذين أنعمت عليهم غير المغضوب عليهم ولا الضالين. آمين. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. قل يا أيها الكافرون لا أعبد ما تعبدون ولا أنتم عابدون ما أعبد ولا أنا عابد ما عبدتم ولا أنتم عابدون ما أعبد لكم دينكم ولي دين.
Allahu Akbar.
Sami'a Allahu liman hamida. Allahu Akbar. Allahu Akbar. Allahu Akbar. Allahu Akbar. السلام عليكم ورحمة الله السلام عليكم ورحمة الله استغفر الله العظيم استغفر الله العظيم استغفر الله العظيم التواب الرحيم الذي لا إله إلا هو الحي القيوم نتوب إليك ونسألك التوبة والمغفرة والهداية لنا فإنك أنت التواب الرحيم اللهم أنت السلام ومنك السلام وإليك يعود السلام فحينا ربنا بالسلام وادخلنا الجنة برحمتك دارك دار السلام تباركت ربنا وتعاليت وتعظمت وتكرمت يا ذا الجلال والإكرام اللهم احفظنا من كل بلاء الدنيا وعذاب الآخرة فالله خير حافظا وهو أرحم الراحمين اللهم اشفي مرضانا أنت شافي لا شفاء إلا شفاؤك شفاء لا يغادر سقما وارحم موتانا اللهم اغفر لحينا وميتنا وشاهدنا وغائبنا وصغيرنا وكبيرنا وذكرنا وأنثانا ربنا ظلمنا أنفسنا وإن لم تغفر لنا وترحمنا لنكونن من الخاسرين اللهم اجعل جمعنا هذا جمعا مرحوما وتفرقنا من بعده تفرقا معصوما ربنا تقبل منا فإنك أنت السميع العليم وتب علينا يا إلهنا يا مولانا فإنك أنت التواب الرحيم وصلى الله تعالى على خير خلقه ونور عرشه سيدنا محمد وعلى أهل بيته وصحبه أجمعين سبحان ربنا رب العزة عما يصفون وسلام على المرسلين والحمد لله رب العالمين قبل الله.